Just yesterday, we were reading a story about how Swickley voted by USA Today as like the best small city in America. And one of the reasons is the amenities, and that includes very much Sweetwater. So welcome, first of all.
Well, thank you very much. We were so pleased to be quoted, or not quoted, but rather mentioned in that article. And Swickley's very proud of it.
So much happening at Sweetwater, whether it's art classes, whether it's concerts, or there's always food events. And I know coming up, there's a chance for people to get the grand tour.
Yeah.
Talk about this.
Yeah. So we have been very privileged to partner with RAD, which is Allegheny County Regional Asset District. And on their dime, we are opening up the doors of Sweetwater for four times a year for open houses. And we had our first one in December, which was a huge success. And we're doing this one on Sunday, April 19th. And we just basically open up the doors to the community. We have teaching artists all over the center doing demos and demonstrations and engaging with people about all the different classes that we have to offer at Sweetwater. And this one in particular will focus on all the amazing summer camps that we have coming up this summer.
And there's also a historic element to your building, the former Swickley Post Office, a beautiful building. Talk about that.
Yeah. So the old Swickley Post Office was built in 1910. And in the mid-70s, the federal government decided to vacate it and move up a block or so north towards the center of the business district. And a group of very concerned citizens in the early 80s purchased it, fundraised for it, and opened it up as the Swickley Valley Cultural Center in 1988, and Sweetwater Center for the Arts, as well as the Swickley Valley Historical Society, have been in the space, which was open for adaptive reuse, for the last 38 years. So we occupy 85% of this glorious building.
It is.
And, you know, our partners in crime over at the Historical Society. But we are very pleased and very excited to announce that probably sometime in early May, we're going to be taking over ownership of the building, because we've been tenants for so long, 38 years. And we've been working long and diligently with the owners of the building to acquire ownership of the building, which is going to be really a wonderful foundation for our future.
Well, for the RAD open house, that's this Sunday. What are the hours?
The RAD open house is 11 a.m. to 3 p.m.
Completely free, and some of the things people will do, they can meet your teaching artists, they can experience hands-on crafts, there'll be live music. Ooh, I like that. So talk about the artists that'll be there and the hands-on crafts. What are some things people from here can go an experience at Sweetwater?
Yeah, you know, and I'm gonna look it up right now, because we posted all of what you can do on our Instagram.
We'll get a story on our website too.
Okay,
if
great.
You send me a lot of information for
yeah,
sure.
Yeah, so our hands-on activities include making a bracelet down in our metalsmithing studio. We have an awesome metalsmithing studio where we work with copper and silver, and there'll be a teaching artist down there letting you design and make your own bracelet.
Oh.
You can get creative up in the community room with fiber arts. We have needle felting, which has become really popular in the crafting area. You can build your own unique collage. You can create, this is what my kids are going to love, you can create a comic storyboard or animate your own cartoon flipbook.
Okay.
So, yeah. So there's, you know, these are all activities that are basically the classes that we are going to be hosting all summer long for our summer camps, which range from early childhood education from 4 to 6 all the way up to kids who are 15 to 16. So there's something for every kid this summer with 11 weeks of summer camps. We go all summer long.
That is really cool. So someone from Beaver County or listening can sign up their family or themselves.
Yeah, you can stop by. It's open, free to the public. We do have a registration on our website, which is sweetwaterartcenter.org. But you don't need to register. We just want to know how many cookies and bagels to bring.
Oh, now you got me.
Yes. So, but it is free and open to the public. And, you know, Sweetwater, for the past 4 or 5 years, has started doing a really good job of getting out there into the communities along 65, because we are centrally located right on 65 and the Swickley Bridge along right next to entering into 79. So, we are out there in the communities. We do a lot of work in Beaver County through our Sweet Ride mobile art unit, which is a converted bus that we take on the road with us and bring out into Beaver County as well as other areas in Allegheny County.
I was at a concert that you guys had a couple months ago, and Erin was there. She was talking
yes.
about that, and it sounds like a really cool program. So if there's like a local school group or church group, or how can someone sign up to have this mobile art unit come to their community?
Yeah. So, you know, we are at festivals, and we're going to be this summer in Beaver at a bunch of night events in Beaver. We work with schools. We're going to be working with the center at Midland this summer as well.
Oh.
But basically, you can go to the website, which is sweetwaterartcenter.org, and under the About section is a little icon for Sweet Ride. And you mentioned Erin Mangan, who is our community engagement coordinator, who is basically not only drives the bus everywhere,
nice.
But she facilitates all the partnerships. We do have a number of foundations that do support the bus to allow it to go to community partners and events all over Beaver and Allegheny County for free or low cost.
That's awesome. Now, Sweetwater itself, are there like gallery hours, or are there like a permanent exhibit where I could come in on certain hours during the week and see the art that's displayed?
Yeah, so we have two galleries, one in our lobby, as well as one in the upper mezzanine of our main community room. We have 4 exhibitions a year in the lobby and 6 exhibitions a year in up in the upper mezzanine. The galleries are open to the public right now whenever Sweetwater is open. And we are running classes all day, every week. So the gallery itself is open to the public usually from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., but also when we have classes at night, which is often. So you can just go to the website, and we update our hours weekly with that. So right now we have a exhibition happening in the lobby of Morgan Overton, who is a beautiful artist who is presenting a show on the Black history of Appalachia. So, and then we have the complementing exhibition, which is another Appalachia show called Crafted in the Valley, which we have pulled artists from all over our region to showcase, whether it's fiber arts, 2D work, ceramics, stories of Appalachia. So, and we do these gallery exhibitions. They are sometimes solo exhibitions. They are sometimes juried exhibitions, but they always have a theme, and they're always usually centrally located to the region around us.
A lot of people from the Beaver Valley are familiar with the Mavuno Festival, mm-hmm. held every September, co-founded by Beaver County native Betty Douglas.
Yes.
And we miss Betty so much. But Mavuno, that celebrates African-American and indigenous arts. And then talk about that and how that event has grown the past few decades.
So we have an incredible committee this year for Mavuno, led by board member Bonita Lee Penn, who is a nationally known poet. But this this year, actually last year, we moved the Mavuno Festival from over on Riverside Park, which is a gorgeous park in Swickley, but not very accessible. So we moved it up to Walnut Street, which is centrally located in the middle of Swickley and also happens to be the historic Black District, business district of Swickley. So there's a lot of synergy in there, specifically with a new documentary that's coming out called Their Story, which is about the Black history of Swickley and the vibrancy of it back in the 50s and 60s. But Mavuno itself is a festival that has a corresponding exhibition that celebrates, that was started by Betty Douglas and other Black artists within Swickley and the surrounding region to highlight their participation within arts and culture in the region. And I think this is our 30th year that we're hosting it. And the event is the weekend of the 27th. You have to go to the website to look at the exact date.
My press release says September 26th.
There you go. Okay. So Friday, September 26th, right?
Okay.
So with the opening reception, which is going to be that Friday, will carry into the festival, which is Saturday, where we block off Walnut Street from Beaver to Thorn, and we have music, we have artists, we have Sweet Ride there, and it's right outside of the Lindsay Theater and Cultural Center, and it's just a big day to celebrate the history.
We're talking with Christine Brondike from the Sweetwater Center for the Arts, and I'm looking at some of your community programs coming up. The Sweetwater Blooms. That sounds like a nice event for people into flowers and artisan crafts and food and everything. Talk about Sweetwater Blooms.
Yeah, so this will be our third year hosting it. So right across the street from us on Bank Street, we close it down and we host a flower and artisan market. And one of the core pillars of Sweetwater's ideology is that we support local artisans in the community, not only in advancing their craft, but also getting out and selling and being entrepreneurs. So we started this program called Sweetwater Blooms, where the majority of the artists are artists who are making in our ceramic studio or making in our metal studio or somehow affiliated with Sweetwater. And we combine them with local flower farmers in the area. Mm. And the street gets shut down from 9 to 1 o'clock the third Saturday of every month in the summer starting in May.
Does that tie in with the Swickley Farmers Market?
It does. Okay. So we are actually directly located the street over from the Farmers Market. So super popular venue. It's been going on for years. So we supplement that Farmers Market with artisan crafts and flowers. So it's basically come down to the area there and do one-stop shopping.
We'll have that in our story on our website as well. And I'm a big fan of the Swickley Farmers Market. I tell people, where else are you going to get trout jerky?
in the they have really good mushrooms, too.
Really?
Ooh, yes.
Try those.
Yeah.
I'm a big fan of music, too. And just a couple months ago, I saw a really great concert at Sweetwater.
You went to Faux February.
Yes.
Yeah.
Faux February, the band Faux Paws from, I think, upstate New York, put on a fabulous show. Really cute and cozy concert venue you have there, and you're going to be bringing back the Sweet Jazz Festival this summer.
Yeah, so Sweet Jazz is a hallmark festival of Sweetwater's for a very long time, and we partner with Paul Thompson, who is a music professor at Duquesne, as well as he's a teacher at Kappa down in the city, and he coordinates this program for us every year finds the artists and brings jazz to Swickley. And we do two concerts in the center. And you mentioned you saw the Folk February concert. The community room is such a great intimate venue for something like jazz. We set it up sort of like an intimate jazz club. So the acoustics in an old historic post office are amazing. And we do two concerts that are more intimate style in the center. And then we bring out two concerts into the community, actually where we're going to do Mavuno as well. On Walnut Street, we shut down the street again and we do a more community-based jazz festival with obviously the live music, but food trucks and drink vendors and Sweet Ride will be there. And those are meant to be more of a community-based jazz concert. And the first one is going to be the first Friday of June with Check Your Bucket. I think that's the name of them.
I like that.
Yeah. but that one.
So I'm trying to picture Walnut Street. I get Walnut and Broad mixed up.
Which one? So if you've ever been to the movies.
Oh, we have Josh the Lindsay on all the time.
There you go. Yeah. So, okay. Where Josh works.
Okay.
the Lindsay Theater, front of it is called Walnut Green, which is a small little municipal park. So we actually close down that street. We do partner with the Lindsay on this too. We host the concert on that green. So it is an outdoor concert. Come as you want. There is a donation to join us, and you can bring your lawn chair and just sit and listen to the music. Get food, and we always hope for good weather.
Yeah.
But so the first concert is Friday, June 5th.
Is it Grab Your Bucket?
Grab Your Bucket.
I want to see that. I want to see a band called that. But
yeah, if you're going to know, Check Your Bucket.
Check Your Bucket. They sound cool, too.
Check Your Bucket on June 15th. The fee is $25. It's pretty, we just want to make sure these artists are paid. And then the next one is on June 12th, and that is inside the center for a more intimate feel.
You can check the Sweetwater's calendar. It's sweetwaterartcenter.org. Everything's up there. I remember you guys had a beer festival years ago. Maybe
Art Brew, I think it was called.
Yes, yes. That was a good time.
No, that was something. You know, Sweetwater has tried so many things over the years. That one was before me and was very popular, but it was popular before microbrews became so popular in the Pittsburgh area. So now those breweries don't really need the small nonprofits. But we do, we partner with Fermata up in Ambridge a lot for events. It's always good to work with them. We're so close to Ambridge, so we do a lot of work up there.
And I'm looking on your calendar, classes for adults at the Sweetwater. Mm-hmm. Some really good ones. Anything from intro to digital photography, printmaking exploration, beginning wheel throwing, if you want to do a pottery wheel, be like you're on Ghost, right, the movie?
Yes, Patrick Swayze is not included.
Metalsmithing, you mentioned that. So I can be like a blacksmith?
No, blacksmithing requires more ventilation, more space,
Gotcha.
We're in a historic building. So, the concentration of our work right now is in ceramics. So we have a large ceramic studio that is actually going to be renovated after the summer semester, which we're really excited about. But we have a lot of potters that come in from, we have a lot from Beaver County, as well as Allegheny and the North Hills area, Robinson area, who come to just spend time. We have intro to wheel throwing. Like you said, we do a lot of hand building. We do advanced classes. We do sculpture classes. In fact, we have a master class coming up, not this weekend, but next weekend, with an international Puerto Rican artist named Christina Cordova. And she's coming in and doing a sculpture class, and it's and it is Saturday and Sunday, all weekend long. So we have intensive classes, we have beginner classes, we have and the kiddos are always in there with summer camps and after school programming as well. We also have a teaching kitchen, so we do a lot of date night classes. We do pastry classes. We have I think this week we're having a Foods of Lebanon class, and just lots of different cultural food classes, special technique classes. We do after school clubs for school, where kids can come in and learn basic knife skills and cooking preparation, which they're mothers always love. But, all these classes do, we do provide scholarship opportunities for them, too. So you can go right on the website and look at scholarship opportunities as well. And we do have a significant foundation support to be able to allow individuals to come in and take classes for lower or free cost based on scholarship opportunities.
And classes at all hours. Here's an example of one today. So it's probably too late to sign up, but it's the from 11 to 2, the Chunky Knit Blanket Workshop. You'll learn how to create a beautiful lap-sized blanket using chunky yarn, and it looks very cozy, but that's 11 o'clock. So, some people, I don't want to be out at night, but you could do something like this.
Well, yeah, there's a lot of, we try to reach as many demographics as possible. So there's a lot of individuals that are looking for something to do during the day or looking for community-based opportunities or connection, and one-off workshops really help in that regard, and specifically ones that those classes are very popular. But then at night we have more intense classes for individuals that want to pursue, a potential career, or start selling, or get in touch with or advance, their art form, which is great. And then, like I said, we have after school programming on Sweet Ride, where we take it everywhere. And then we do after school programming at the center. And we're trying to meet people where they are, which is another pillar of ours, is just getting out into the community and allowing accessible programming to areas that, don't have strong arts curriculum.
So whether you want to learn about art, you want to experiment with your artistic skills, mm-hmm. you want to go see a cool jazz concert or celebrate the Mavuna Festival. So many things happening at Sweetwater Center for the Arts. And I think a perfect way for someone who's never been there is to go to that rad open house.
Yes.
This Sunday, 11 to 3.
Come check us out. I actually will be giving tours of the building. Starting at noon on the half hour. I'm a little obsessed with the building, so I hope to keep them short. But the other thing that we're launching at the Rad Open House is, since we're taking over ownership of this big, beautiful building, we're relaunching our entire brand. So we'll have a new logo, we'll have new marketing, and we're really going to showcase what we want to do in the building for the next 50 years. So that's really exciting for us. But what's exciting for the community is that all of it's for free.
Everyone likes free.
Everybody likes free. If you want to register, we'll save you a bagel. Right. And
put my name down. Plus one. But like you said, you can do metalsmithing, you can get creative with fiber arts, build a unique collage. So a lot of the thing, create a comic storyboard. Sounds like a really fun event.
Yeah. And we'll basically do them every semester.
Okay.
So if you miss this one, the next one is already on our website. You can come for free every time. We encourage you to come every time, all the time.
Okay, well, thank you so much, Christine Braun-Dyke, for hanging out with us here, talking about Sweetwater Center for the Arts, and we'll make sure we get some of that information on our website as well, but stay in touch.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, appreciate it.